I'm Warren East, and I'm CEO at Arm Holdings, which is a UK semiconductor intellectual property licensing company.
A lot of people haven't heard of Arm, mm-hmm. but Arm is a company that supplies a lot of the products that chip designers use that show up in a lot of our products that we use. This camera, for example, the one I just took your picture with.
Absolutely. That's an Arm-powered product. A lot of people don't know that they're using Arm technology. Last year, 2005, probably over 1 billion consumers went out and bought an Arm-powered product. We had over 1.7 billion Arm microprocessors shipped by our semiconductor licensees. And so we do have a huge presence, but the Arm product offering is intellectual property, design of part of a silicon chip. And because the silicon chip is sitting inside the digital product that you or I go out and buy, then for a consumer, understanding what's inside the silicon chip is a long way removed from his or her product decision. And that's why Arm is not really very well known, because it's deeply buried inside the device. But Arm itself is really the heart and soul of many of these digital products. The microprocessor is the intelligence that makes them what they are, makes that camera able to capture the image, store the image in a reasonable period of time so that you were able to take another picture relatively quickly. And the Arm technology enables people to deliver that camera. I don't actually know how much you paid for it, but I'd wager that functionality is vastly superior to the analog equivalent of 10 years ago.
Now, within the industry, Arm is well known. Mm. What portion of the industry does Arm occupy right now?
Well, the semiconductor industry as a whole is last year was about $230 billion, whatever it was. And if I look at the value of Arm silicon that was shipped, Arm silicon represented just over $17 billion shipped by our licensees. So that gives you a measure of our impact on the industry.
Percentage-wise, when you look at iPods, cameras, these kinds of devices, cell phones, what percentage of these devices overall in that universe do you find Arm products?
Overall in that universe, it's 20 to 30%, but it varies a lot from product sector to product sector. So Arm is in 90% of the world's mobile phones. It's in approximately 70% of the world's digital cameras, just over 50% of the audio players, over 50% of printers, in something like microcontroller applications, sort of central heating controllers and these sorts of things, then Arm is a relatively tiny share. There were perhaps 5 billion plus microcontrollers shipped last year, and Arm was actually only in about 70 million. So in some of these applications, we have a very small share, which makes the average 20 to 30%.
We're looking at a market that could absolutely explode if the content makers can figure out how to easily get movies, music, and other pieces of content to people quickly, as they say, brain dead easy,
yes.
So that it suddenly becomes, you know, no question how they're going to get it. When that happens, what does that mean for a company like Arm? Does that mean that you suddenly have a wide open sea of opportunity, or suddenly lots of other competitors are going to jump into the boat as well?
Well, I think in reality, that situation doesn't suddenly explode. The reality is that we move smoothly from where we are today to that sort of vision that you just painted. And because Arm does have a strong position in the products that exist today, then I think we're in an excellent position to capitalize on that larger volume that you just talked about. But the barriers right now, part of it is the technology in the devices itself. And, you know, Arm is continually developing its technology to produce ever better power of processing versus power consumption. And you know, that's improving year on year. Things like our Cortex A8 processor last year, capable of nearly 2,000 DMIPS at less than half a watt. Tremendous performance power consumption balance. So that's one thing, the products themselves. The other thing is the infrastructure. That sort of situation you described cannot happen until the infrastructure is there to distribute that content in an acceptable period of time that a consumer like you is actually going to wait. And that upgrading of the infrastructure in itself presents yet another opportunity for us as a business.
Are you saying that perhaps it's going to be 4G where we're going to see that infrastructure?
Or at least.
Yeah.
And I'm talking not just about the mobile space, I'm talking about the wired cable technologies as well. Right now, broadband technology has, is unrecognizable compared with what it was 5 to 10 years ago. But it's equally unrecognizable from what it needs to be in order for that slightly utopian vision that you just articulated. If I could just comment, the third barrier, though, is nothing to do with technology at all. Companies at different stages in the value chain all need to be able to make money out of this process. And until the business models are sorted out for those companies to all make money and for content to be exchanged between companies and exchanged securely so that people's investment is adequately protected, then we could have all the enabling technology in the world, but it's not going to take off.
When we get to a point where we have the enabling technology there, are there going to be players, do you think, that you might say, that's the next Microsoft, that's the next Intel to rise out of this new market?
I think there's absolutely scope for that. And what you'll see is established players from some generations ago, that it's the same companies now that have been around for decades who are playing in this space. There's companies who have been around for only a couple of decades or so. Microsoft's a good example, who've really dominated the PC era, and they're not going to give up that position of strength without a fight. And then you've got new companies emerging. Google is a classic example, where there's new people there that could achieve those positions. As far as we're concerned, we're looking to enable these companies, and I'm afraid I can't pick the winners for you, but I can predict from what's happened over the last 50, 60, 70 years that there will be change.
Thank you very much, Warren East, CEO of Arm Holdings.
Thank you.
On a red eye probably from the UK here at the Arm Developers Conference in Santa Clara, California. Thanks.
Thank you very much.